Environmentalists are calling on the EPA to make changes to a 30-year dredging plan for Long Island Sound. The plan was released in January by the Army Corps of Engineers, and it requires approval from the EPA. The plan calls for continued dumping of dredged materials into areas of the Sound. Those materials, like silt and sand, are dredged by the Corps from waterways, mainly in Connecticut, to keep them navigable. Jessica Opatich of WSHU's Long Island Bureau reports the plan received criticism from environmentalists at a public hearing this week in Port Jefferson.
Adrienne Esposito is executive director of Citizens Campaign for the Environment. She's worried the dredged materials could pollute the Sound.
We expect the EPA to be protecting Long Island Sound, not fostering a plan that degrades Long Island Sound.
Esposito says she wants the EPA to make sure the Army Corps phases out open water dumping into the Sound.
There's no benchmarks. There's no achievement goals that they have crafted.
Stephen Perkins is a director of Ocean and Coastal Policy at the EPA. He said the EPA has proposed amendments to the plan that will provide alternatives to open water dumping. One of those alternatives is using some of the silt and sand to revitalize marshes instead of dumping it into the Sound.
The proposed amendments are intended to support the overarching goal of reducing or eliminating open water disposal by establishing standards and procedures that will encourage practical alternatives to open water disposal.
The Army Corps' plan would require either state or local governments or private entities to cover the costs of any of those alternatives. The EPA is accepting public comment through March 25th. Jessica Opatich, WSHU News.